Brandon, this is a huge issue for the country, especially a huge issue for Kansas. The consequences of packing plants, of meat processing facilities not being able to operate, has such an impact on our state. I would say the first place to begin is an executive order. And I actually called the White House and asked the president to call me back. That's been about 10 days or so ago, and he did. And the primary reason for my desire to speak to the president was this issue of meat processing. Kansas has such a role to play. About a third, 30% of any meat that's slaughtered, any cattle that's slaughtered in the United States occurs in Kansas. We employ 18,000 employees in meat packing plants, and it's a $10 billion economic impact. And so I was asking the president to do whatever the administration could do, and mostly I was pushing the idea of more tests, more personal protection equipment for people who work there. And the president did sign an executive order. I think the first thing I would say is that I appreciate that. It highlights the value of the president was demonstrating how important the meat processing facilities are across the country and clearly here in Kansas. His executive order may create some circumstances related to liability. But I also would say that an executive order still requires people who are willing and able to go to work. And so it doesn't change in my mind the priority of making certain that people who work in a meatpacking plant are safe and that they feel like they're safe. The Center for Disease Control was in Kansas this week at the meatpacking plants. They were looking to see what the circumstances were, what changes had been made, how safe it was for employees to work there, and what additional recommendations would they suggest to the meatpacking companies to make their workers safer. I have not seen the result of that report. I think it's still going on here on Thursday. And that is still a primary moral and practical aspect of this. People have to be safe when they go to work, and an executive order doesn't change the importance of that. Then add to that, we talked about a bit about consumers going to the grocery store, there being no meat, no food products is going to be, would be a whole different circumstance for our country. And then our livestock industry is so damaged by COVID-19. Agriculture was not doing very well economically before COVID-19, and the entire agriculture sector, row crops, commodities, but especially livestock, have been harmed so much. And reports coming to me from cattlemen across Kansas saying the packing plants are telling us to come pick up our cattle that we delivered this morning because they have no capacity to process them. That has a huge consequence on the Kansas economy, and it certainly comes home to Manhattan. We're not removed from livestock, and I think about the supporters of K-State and other good things in our community are often our livestock producers, our farmers, and our ranchers. So a lot to be done here, but has to continue to be done in a way that actually has a result. Safe workers mean a plant can resume production or increase production.